the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16. This is letter number 5836, Baruch Hashem. The 10th of Mar Cheshvin, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Bavracha. So, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter, what he was writing to the Rebbe, as a follow-up to what the Alter Rebbe writes in the Geras HaTshuva. He writes over there that in place, instead of fasting, you can give tzedakah. So you can give charity in the place. He talks there about various different fastings, and then he says, in our days, we can't fast. So he says, to redeem it with tzedakah. So this person asked the Rebbe, can also fasting of speech help to exchange, which means you don't fast not eating, but you fast and not talking? Does a tiny dibur, does that also help? So the Rebbe says, but that it's understood the way the Alter Rebbe suggested in the Geras HaTshuva, that in this case, for this purposes, that is not so. The Rebbe says, if you look also over there in the Geras HaTshuva, chapter 3, so the Rebbe says that the codifiers have given an amount of money to exchange every day of fasting that you have to do. So it's very clearly over here that the codifiers give this amount of tzedakah for fasting, but the whole idea of fasting of speech or similar, that's something independent, that's not to make up for this fast, and that's in certain cases. And the Rebbe also references the Sefer HaToldos Maharash on page 72b in the end. We've had the Rebbe reference this Dibur, you know, when the persons were afflicting or fasting. He says that, you know, if you want to curb your inclination and you want to do hiskafia, you know, to hold back of speaking, don't speak what you're not supposed to, and maybe a tiny Dibur. But this does not exchange these above mentioned fasts. They have to actually be fasted. That's not. So the Rebbe, he asked the Rebbe that there is a tradition that by some of the Rebbe's Admurim, they would give like coins. They would give people coins, and those coins were supposed to be as a protection. So he's asking the Rebbe about that custom. So the Rebbe says, you know, I don't understand. Why does this make a difference to you? This is something that, you know, this was the Admurim from Poland, the Polish Rebbe's. So the Rebbe says, to you, that's not, what does it matter? And the Rebbe says like this, things that are not important to a person and occupying your mind with other things, that's a waste. The Rebbe says like this, our sages tell us, God did not create any item in the world in vain. So everything in the world has some purpose. And that's also a lesson for a person in his life, that all thoughts, speeches, and action need to be not just in vain, but they need to have a goal, have to have a purpose. You have to do, think, and speak everything for something purposeful. What is the goal and purpose of everything we do is, as the Mishnah rules, I've been created to serve Hashem. So basically, everything that you do needs to be part of your service of Hashem. So from this, we also understood the same idea from the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch in Erech Chaim Simei Resh Lamed Aleph, that you need to have b'chol drachecha de'eyu. Meaning, in all your ways, whatever you do, you need to know Hashem. So whatever you do should always come to a knowledge of Hashem, the acknowledgement. So the Rebbe says to explain the idea you're asking, what is this about these coins? So what is the benefit of there? What is the action of this? So the Rebbe says, you're just asking, questions about, about this, about that, yet the Rebbe says, so people don't say, shouldn't say that, he doesn't have what to answer, that's why he's not explaining, he's asking the Rebbe questions, So the Rebbe says, you can say this is a very clear Talmud. And the Rebbe says in Baba Basra, on page 15, at the end of side B. There in the Gemara says that anybody who takes a coin from Eiv gets blessed. Kol anoitel pruta me'Eiv mizbarach. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to give you a source for it, but the Rebbe says, go occupy yourself with things that will be beneficial instead of just asking question. The Rebbe says, it is my hope that you will add from time to time, not only in the revealed part of Torah, but also in Chassidus. And this is a very clear halacha that Ma'ilim B'Kodesh, you go on a high level in Kodesh. So, first, people would ask, the Rebbe would give attention to everybody, and some people would just, in class, or sometimes people just like to ask questions, and sometimes they'll throw in things that are not even relevant to the discussion that they're learning, or things like that, just to throw in questions. And but the Rebbe, with his great patience, answers, everybody. But the Rebbe ends off that, why don't you, you should add in the study of Torah, you should increase, especially the Rebbe wants him to learn more Hasidus. But the Rebbe tells him that this is actually a very clear piece of Talmud. And from the Gemara in Baba Basra that we quoted. And the Rebbe encourages him to add the first thing that the Rebbe discussed over here, whether a tiny dibur speaking can exchange. The Rebbe says, not this particular tanesim that the Alter Rebbe was talking about here, Nigeres HaTshuva. While there is something of a tiny dibur, the Rebbe refers to the Rebbe Maharash, but the Rebbe says it's not applicable over here. Fasting of speech will not substitute for fasting, but tzedakah will. That's what the Alter Rebbe says.